He used to have a little farm up on them heath. And he got so he couldn't look after. So he had a dicker there, an old black dicker. Mm. He used to ride the roads. Quite sort of went a bit, it was mine, you know. He's come round there. Hey, see my old cows anywhere? He said, yes, John, they're gone up the gravel pit. Well, if he'd go up there, he had a great old oak stick with a chrome on, you know, and he used to throw the old dick across the withers with that. Oh. Cue him up. He said, we used to call him cue him up. And those kids used to run behind the old dick and poke the stick and make kick, you know. I'll get back to you in a minute. Then couldn't find the old carriage rats. The next one he met, he'd say, hey, is he in the old dicky anywhere? Because he was right now, but he didn't know. The place was haunted.
Mm-hmm. I heard you talk about it.
Yes, when I was whack up there, when I was a youngster, bullock feeding. There's a door out of the shelter in the stackyard where he's carried hay through. And there was a snake on, and Hank, now go on to a snouted stable, a peg in. Well, I gone in the morning, they have the door open, bullocks all in the stackyard. I was afraid for years to reckon I never shut the door up proper. Right, I'll show you. So I got a bit of, say, a thick fencing wire.
Yeah.
And turned the loop on the end, put that on a chain. I made the other part like a corkscrew. On a big, you see. Like that. In straight, and I twist the chain up, put the end in and untwist it. So I got it, and you couldn't pull it out of the stable. But that was just the same.
What, the bullet tape?
Even now and then, that be a one night, I said, oh, but look here, can a bullock lick that out? I said, no, it ain't likely. Down there one morning, he knew it was in. He looked round there at night, 9:30, everything all right. There was that door open. One of the big bullock yard doors open across the other side. There was a door open in the, what used to be an old cow house, where there was an old bull and three more bullocks tied up in there. We should have been, they were all loose. How you doing?
I don't know.
Tell you now, I was back up at the old farm, I told a bit where the bullocks used to be let out. In my spare time, in the summertime, I had a lot of what you had back to do with them, because I was under, boy, about 12 year old.
Yes.
And I had to make up my time mowing the thistles on what they call the horse pasture. Well, there was front pasture and horse pasture. Had to mow these thistles. There's an old bloke used to work about there. Well, on the stick, used to do odd jobs, selling them mucking about. And he'd been thistle mowing on the packs. Well, he thought being that was handy, he'd only had an hour to put, he'd come in there and do something there, because he was taking my job away. Well, I didn't reckon much of that.
No.
So he hung a scythe up in the hedge. I'd see him hang a scythe up and go off home. So I said, all right, well, when I leave off, I won't beat an hour out of you. Well, I'll have a go at your old scythe, because I had no hammer long on it. Well, I went and I kicked the wedges out the bottom, took the old scythe off, and then took the tacks off, you know, out of the handles.
Yeah.
Put them on the other way about. Then put the old scythe on again, knocked the old wedges in stone. Was Nick one, the old fella, he come out of his scythe, I was watching on. They got hold of it, hold of the tank. There was a scythe swinging around behind him.